1988.
More shootings. This on the heels of Friday's outburst at LAX. Still a lot of questions surrounding that one, although it's just one suspect. He's in critical condition. In New Jersey, police were searching for somebody with a gun dressed in black and body armor who opened fire in Paramus, New Jersey. There are no injuries. It's an extremely popular mall where this happened. People come from New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania to go to the Garden State Plaza Mall. So it's always jam-packed. Good luck trying to find a place to park, especially this time of year. So I guess the good news is nobody was hit in this. And the gunman, police believe, was targeting one person who wasn't at the mall. The mayor of Paramus confirmed no injuries were reported, so they swept the mall for the gunman. And as of 11:45 East Coast time, they still say that thousands of people were still on lockdown inside the mall. So 11:45, they were still in that situation, and police and SWAT teams swarmed that scene after the gunfire, that pop, pop, pop sound that people are now recognizing, was reported, and they started to get all those 911 calls. So, man, how about that? Still many details to come out of that, just the descriptions of what the person looked like, and that's it, that somebody with the gun kept walking by, shooting, but not hitting any targets. And it happened near Nordstrom, specifically in this mall. Kate Delaney, and here we are again on ATN, and this is where we are, talking about somebody, for some reason, looking like it was a targeted thing, maybe someone specific, but inside an incredibly popular mall. I probably have been to it 50 times, and I think a lot of you listening to me in that area know exactly the mall that I'm speaking about, and it would have been pretty jammed about the time that he was in there. So it does make you wonder, okay, what was this about? And let's hope they get him. Let's hope they get him and find out the rest of the story. Speaking rather of getting him, 23-year-old shooter at Los Angeles Airport at LAX on Friday was coherent enough. Paul Anthony Ciancia was coherent enough to inform the cops that he acted alone when he shot a TSA officer and wounded three others, but he certainly sparked massive chaos at one of our busiest airports. He told the police he was dropped off without the knowledge of a friend of what was going to happen, and he ended up, and you know these details now, he ended up being shot four times by the airport police, once in the mouth. He's heavily sedated, and they have him under 24-hour armed guard at the hospital. At this point, he's still in critical condition. However, they're trying to piece together, all these days later, a better portrait of him and what was his specific hatred toward the TSA. You know, what was that about? And will this ultimately, and this is the question for everybody listening to the show, will this ultimately lead to huge changes in what happens at our airports and the way they're patrolled? If you've ever been to other airports in countries outside of the United States, I've been to Venezuela and Ecuador and in Spain and a couple of other places, but particularly Ecuador and Venezuela, there's armed guys every place. There's military presence everywhere and for different reasons. So could that happen at JFK? Could that happen at Philadelphia? Could that happen in DFW, LAX, San Francisco, some of the some of the bigger airports. And, of course, it can, but it goes back down, back to the dollars and cents of it. And the fact that we're not going to arm TSA people, they're not going to be armed. And you think of where the TSA is checking people based on the proximity of getting on the planes. So even if you have how many cops in an airport, you know, they can be in one side of the terminal. They could be down the escalator and the person could have already gone up the escalator and they're half a mile ahead of them. So there still is no 100% way to foolproof this. There's no way to do that. If you think about what he did, he had a duffel bag, looked like a passenger, fired. After he got into the airport, got up to where he wanted, went up an escalator, and that's what happened. And boy, he was determined. It was the TSA that was the target because Geraldo Hernandez, the 39-year-old guy who died, he went back to make sure, because he saw him moving, to make sure he was dead and shot him a bunch of more times. And fired on other TSA people, some who were wounded. He moved just kind of methodically through that security checkpoint. So is it time to change a few things at the airport? When you go to the airport, think of how wide open it is. I say this all the time. That one thing I can't believe, you know, you get the bag check. There's only one place I've ever even been checked for the bag. Let me see your tag that matches the bag. And that was LaGuardia in New York. That's it. But every other place I've flown into, they don't even check that. They don't even check the bag. They're not checking your ticket, your bag stub against the bag that you're pulling out and off of the baggage claim. So it's pretty wide open and pretty difficult, I would think, to protect any travelers at a massive airport like LAX. Just like I open up talking about the mall and another shooting. This guy, from what we know, just started to fire some shots. People panicked and ran and screamed and all of that and hid and are in lockdown areas in the mall. But he must have had a specific target in mind. Must have, you would think. And they're still investigating that one. But how can you completely say that a mall is 100% safe, just like a giant airport? There's no way to do that unless you had an armed guard at every single access point of the mall and in front of all the stores, because it will still happen. It'll still happen. And this, of course, brings out all the arguments about guns, which coming up on the show in our next hour, we're going to talk to someone who's written a book about the Second Amendment and efforts to squash the Second Amendment. And what does that mean for our country? And what does that mean as far as guns are concerned? And does all of this that happens feed into the big gun control movement? And will there be some success because of these random shootings? You can always throw in your two cents, but not next. We're going to Washington to talk to Victoria Jones. Call us after that, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Januka from Midas Resources, November 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13,1980. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6763, $633.82 for a half ounce, or $341.91 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,6763, $633.82, and $341.91.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Each and every show, I'm fond of saying we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. One of our favorites, we haven't talked to her in a long time because she suffers from the same disease I do, exhaustion, and she has different hours. Victoria Jones joins us. Victoria, man, the listeners love you, so they're going to be excited to get a dose of you on this, as I said, version of America Tonight. How you been?
I've been great, thank you. Just, you know, exhausted, otherwise terrific.
That's America now. If there's one word that symbolizes what we do in America, it's we kill ourselves to the point
really?
Of exhaustion.
I know.
It's craziness. All right, so you were at the White House today. You were there for the briefing, and a couple of things came up. One, I think, is super, super interesting, and it has to do with ENDA. And this has kind of probably gotten buried. It's the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and this is now being voted on. Tell us what you think is going to happen here, because I guess the pitch from the president is, you know, Republicans back this. Please, please. What was the message from the White House?
Well, I mean, President Obama blogged for the Huffington Post Sunday night on this, to urge passage of it. So that's how much he wants this to pass. It's the first time he's blogged for them since he's blogged three times, but the first time since he's become president. So that's how much he wants this to pass. So he's urging passage of this very strongly. And so that was reiterated in the briefing today by spokesman Jay Carney, very strongly. And it looks like it does have the 60 votes necessary for passage. I mean, I think this thing is going to go through on a procedural vote in the Senate, fine. But this issue is going to be in the House because Speaker John Boehner came out against it on Monday and said that he didn't support it. At least his spokesperson said that he didn't support it. On the basis that the legislation will increase frivolous litigation and cost American jobs, especially small business jobs.
Mm. Wow. All right. So
that could damage his chances of getting even going in the House.
Yeah. So once again, it's the House, the stopping point of all legislation, it seems, these days. So we'll see what happens there. Then you threw out a question, one that I guess was different from what the usual herd is asking. Tell us what you asked.
Yes. Well, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is in Saudi Arabia. And, he's on a nine-nation tour, so I don't know where he is now. It's like, where in the world is he? But he was in Saudi Arabia Monday meeting King Abdullah and Prince Saud, who's his counterpart. And they had a press conference, he and Prince Saud. And Saud was saying, you know, they're both committed to the Geneva Peace Conference for Syria. And so I said to Carney, well, the fact of the matter is, though I didn't phrase it quite like that, but close, but Assad says that he won't talk to the armed opposition, the moderates, and the moderate opposition say that they won't talk to Assad. So a two-part question, Jay. One is, what on earth makes you think that this conference is going to take place? And secondly, the Islamist militants are now in the ascendant over the moderate opposition. They are in control of the suburbs surrounding Damascus, and they are dominating the moderate opposition. So shouldn't they, in reality, be at that table in Geneva as they are going to be playing a role in any post-Assad Syria?
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, I think that was a bit of a him.
Next question, right?
Well, he read his talking points, and then he attempted to answer it, and he talked about how committed they are to Geneva too, and he talked about the upcoming talks this week. There are upcoming talks this week, and you know that this is the way forward and all that kind of stuff. And but he made it very clear that that the Islamists would not be part of the process. And then I said, well, but isn't there another complication, which is that Assad said that he intends to run again in 2014. And he sort of said, you know, that was completely unacceptable, and that the Syrian people didn't want him, and that in a fair vote he obviously, you know, would not win, and this and this and this.
Wow. All right, good girl.
Nobody has ever asked before about the inclusion of the militants in the peace talks, and I don't think anybody's ever asked sort of what's the point.
Right. Especially as you pointed out how they're dominating in Damascus, right? So that's certainly a legitimate question. All right, good one. The other thing is, and I don't know if this came up or not, but did anybody ask any questions about the TSA because of the LAX shooting or Homeland Security or anything like that, or no, because I know the FBI is investigating it?
You know, it really didn't come up today, which is interesting. Although Eric Holder said something interesting Monday, he said that the government should examine the TSA's role in protecting airports. He said the function of TSA is to ensure that people can board planes safely and take flights safely. The responsibility for protecting airport security is not a TSA function, but something I think we need to certainly examine. Because, you know, TSA security screeners, this is me now, are not armed and they do not have arrest powers.
Right. Absolutely. Not now. So they should examine that. Should examine, especially those bigger airports. As you know, you've traveled a lot. I've traveled a lot. I say this to the listeners. LAX, I was just there a month ago. They had long corridors, and And going down there and getting close to the TSA point of entry, you're almost on the planes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. There's no security before that. Not in Philly, not in a lot of the airports, certainly not at LAX. All right. And of course, Obamacare. And did he get, you know, all the headlines coming out of the briefing are as, oh, he was exasperated and tired of the questions. What did it seem like to you?
He was exasperated and tired of the questions because it was like a circular firing squad question. And because quite honestly, the questions were a little bit silly because it was so obviously a gotcha question, to try and say basically that because they hadn't said every single word in every single sentence, 1,000 times, that therefore they were lying. That was the premise of the question, unspoken. But if you went to the call center and signed up in 25 minutes, but it still took time to process it through healthcare.gov, because they hadn't said that it had to go through healthcare.gov, they were lying. That was the premise of it. And he said, well, of course it has to go through healthcare.gov. It was like round and round and round and round and round. And I have very little sympathy for Jay Carney, particularly since he's frozen me out recently. I've really got no sympathy for him. But I did have some sympathy for him today because it was sort of like, there's really very little point to this question because we all know that this is a question without a point except the score point, and there are actually real issues here.
Yeah, exactly.
And why is nobody talking about the New York Times front page story about how millions are eligible for free coverage?
Yeah, nobody's saying anything. Well, that's the confusion. Yeah, that's the confusion over what is the coverage. I've had people call up. I had two people call up and ask me to explain the coverage. So that's interesting that you point that out. I think a lot of people don't realize some of that. Do you think that's what it is, too?
And I think also that it's so much more fun to report on and write on horror stories.
On horror stories that it's just not going to work. Well, you know what? Here's the thing, and I say this on the air. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, independent, don't like any of it, or hard right Republican. How this goes down in history, we won't know for a few years as things start to go down the road how it all turns out. Don't you think that's pretty fair to say?
Yes, I don't think we're going to know ultimately, we're not going to know for 25 years.
Absolutely.
In the short term, we're not going to know for a year.
Yep, absolutely. We're not going to know. We're not going to know. We can speculate all we want, but we're not going to know for at least that amount of time. Victoria Jones, thanks so much. It was nice to catch up with you. Please, please take care and watch some of that trashy TV at night. Take your mind off the exhaustion during the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Homeland. Do you watch Homeland?
Absolutely.
Oh, so do I.
I did not see Sundays yet.
Oh, I won't spoil it for you. It's really good. Make sure you go home and watch it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Victoria.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America, how you doing in those nooks and crannies? My oh my, it's been a crazy couple of days, that's for sure. And the big question that I started the show with is LAX and the shooting at the airport. How safe are we when we travel? And you figure, how long are you stuck in these airports now? And the answer is, the old days, you practically we're jumping out of the car, saying goodbye, and boom, you're on the plane. Now, sometimes you're in an airport for a couple of hours before you get on a plane, or maybe even more depending on your flight. So you're a sitting duck if we're going to see more incidents like the one we saw in L.A. I'm not a person who pushes the panic button because of one kook or one crazy thing that happens, but we're starting to see this emerge a little bit more. And whether it's the Navy Yard shooting, it's a mall shooting, a school shooting, or a shooting in the airport, some would say it's the perfect opportunity to bring up, instead of gun control, the reasons why we should be armed, why you should have concealed and carry across the board, and let the people decide. Okay, I'm going to carry, I'm going to be able to protect myself. Should I be in an unthinkable position? I still say that at the very least for everybody, and I've spouted this off now a bunch, it's pretty obvious. You don't have to be over the top paranoid, because what's life if you can't just live your life? If you're paranoid, bunkering away, thinking this could be the end for you because you go to a store and somebody could shoot you at the store, at the post office, or wherever. I mean, of course, to me, you just can't live that way. But you can definitely be more vigilant. So instead of having your head down, texting the entire time when you're walking somewhere, you just are more observant. Look around. Does something seem funny? Does someone shifting around uncomfortably? I think there are telltale signs that you can read dead giveaways on people's faces. Of course, this is profiling, right? And their behavior, their body language, that something might be a little bit off. And especially if someone keeps eyeballing you and it's not in a friendly way. In other words, they're not acknowledging you, you're in close proximity, you just see that something's wrong. So absolutely everybody has to, I believe, be more alert to wherever it is, especially when they're in big crowds. That's what I'm talking about. So you're at a festival, you're at some sort of big event, a sporting event, you're at the airport. It just take that extra second or two to pay attention to where you are and to look for an exit. That's all I'm saying. If anything, that should wake people up to being much better at doing those kinds of things, because I don't think people are. I think we're asleep at the wheel because of technology sometimes. I mean, just for once, pocket your iPhone and look around when you're in a busy place and see what you see people doing. I mean, everywhere they're on the phones. Everywhere. So you're a sitting duck, right? If you're not ever looking up, you're not trying to see what's going on around you, that can't be good. It's just much smarter to do that. It doesn't mean you can prevent something terrible from happening, but at least you know where you are and some unforeseen thing happens, you know exactly where you're going to go. So what do you think? What should we change at the airports? 855-266-5283. I know this crowd. You have lots of opinions. From Izzy in Missouri to Dan in Texas to Ron in Illinois, who emails every single show, to the rest of you in between, Dale in Missouri, RC, I know you have opinions on this. Is it time to say the opposite thing? And, you know, if we feel like we need a weapon to protect ourselves based on some of the things that we're seeing in public, perhaps this is the right time to throw that in. Is that the answer? And, of course, the other thing in the land and beyond our borders that people are talking about in other countries is our health care. I've had somebody call me today from Ireland and say, what do you think of Obamacare? Before even saying hello, what do you think of Obamacare? What's going on with Obamacare? So are you losing your health insurance from your employer? What are you doing as a result? What are you finding that's out there? I mean, I want to hear people if they have good stories. Listen. This is equal opportunity here in America tonight. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right, whatever it is, just have an opinion. So what's the opinion? Are you being thrown under the bus? Is everything just kind of status quo? Are you seeing a lot of people around you complaining? I can attest to that. Having a lot of people around me complaining. I know a lot of people who are entrepreneurs. I also know a lot of people who run small companies and feel like they're just getting the squeeze and they don't really have a way out. They don't have a way out from what they say is it just an enormous burden. And then not all states have the health care exchanges, and the ones that do are having problems because they certainly have to have an avalanche of healthy young people as part of the exchange to balance out the older people that could be part of it too as well. And I think these stories are just going to keep on flooding us. I think we're just going to keep getting hit by this because of the fact that the cancellations of the policies or companies going in a different direction, that kind of thing, are starting to happen now. So because it's happening now, that's the buzz at the water cooler. That's what somebody's mentioning. Answering the phone with how do you like Obamacare, that's the greeting. I have to believe that this is the ripple effect that all of you are seeing too as well. And I guess that this show is about the ripple effect, of people who take their anger out by arming themselves and running to an airport and going after an innocent guy who might be a TSA guy. But there was no particular thing that happened. There was no confrontation, nothing. He just was randomly at his job at that time. So that was dead wrong. To the situation with people losing health care. You know, that's where we're at. And yet here we are. Hitting the eating season, too, as well, because Halloween, then you have Thanksgiving, then before you know it, it's Christmas, and then we're on to 2014. Boy, 2013, we're going to do a bunch of shows on the year that was. The biggest stories, the biggest game changers from 2013. It was a rough, long year for a lot of people. And there were a lot of horrifying things, sadly, that happened, starting with, to me, the one that really stands out is the fact that you had the bombing at the marathon in Boston. And you want to talk about ripple effects. It had a lot of ripple effects on the people in that city. And the people who were healthy, young, or middle-aged, but very healthy, that are missing limbs and now have to deal with the expense of that, have to navigate the cumbersome insurance that has to be filled out, all the rehab, more importantly, and everything in between. And some families, four families, losing relatives. And still trying to grasp that, because that's just April. If you think of April being in our rearview mirror, it is, but it's not that far back. That's one of the many things that happened in 2013. What do we have to look forward to in 2014? We'll be talking about that in the next couple of months, too. I guarantee you, beginning of January, February, March, guess where the conversation turns to. Healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. And then the fine starts, fining people for not having insurance, at the end of March, March 31st, unless that date is changed, because there's been talk about changing the date, but I don't think it'll be changed. I don't think so. In the meantime, coming up here on America Tonight, on the flip side, a professional football player and bullying. Seems like we're talking about bullying way too much in this country. And you see what's happening with kids and kids committing suicide because they were bullied to the point of humiliation. Now you have this thing with the NFL, the crazy twist with threatening messages and a player suspended. We'll fill in the blanks. On the flip side, here on America Tonight.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said no, no, no.
Oh, has the past caught up with somebody who a few people would say always was a bad guy? Let me tell you the story. It's the craziest thing. When you think of bullying, you think of kids, you think of teenagers, and sad, sad stories of some kids committing suicide because they can't handle being bullied. They can't handle being bullied in sometimes some incredibly vicious, vicious ways. And it's a big deal in the schools as they try to tackle it and figure out what they need to do, what they should do. Here you have Miami Dolphins guard Richie Incognito, who was suspended by the Dolphins over the weekend. He supposedly sent his teammate, Jonathan Martin, text messages and voicemails that were threatening and racially charged, they say, in nature. So the team and the NFL Players Association were told about the messages. They're going to share them with the league as to what's what they call a thorough review. So the Dolphins decided he's going to be suspended related to harassment of Martin, who abruptly left the team a week ago to get help for emotional issues. So he was feeling like he was so bombarded by this guy, he had to leave the team. So now what happens? Joe Philbin, who's the head coach of the Flying Fish, said he was unaware of any inappropriate behavior, though he said he was going to act on any recommendations by the league, saying if the review shows this isn't a safe atmosphere, he said he was going to take whatever measure he had to take to make sure that it becomes that way. So it was a really bizarre, crazy weekend, to say the least, for the Dolphins, because the Dolphins said that they and the NFL were investigating the player misconduct, and they were looking for people who had knowledge of what was going on. And was it about hazing, harassment, bullying? You know, what do you want to call it? What is it? And, of course, you think of where the Dolphins have been and the losing streak that they were on. They did beat Cincinnati last Thursday, and they play at Tampa next. And it's crazy, the whole bullying thing. I mean, I just think he's a punk guy. He's always been kind of that punk guy. Matt, what do you think? It's a crazy story. I mean, it is everybody's calling it bullying. And Martin, of course, is gone. He's not back. His agent isn't commenting. He's not back.
Yeah, it's an odd story for sure. I mean, it's something where you never really see this in the NFL. The only other couple times I can think of it was Keyshawn Johnson when the Bucks they kind of kicked him off the team because he was getting in a fight with like John Gruden, I believe it was, and they put him on. I can't even remember what they classified his suspension or whatever it was, but that was more of the player kind of, you know, getting in the quarterback's face and the coach's faces, and this is like something completely different because it's not even related to the play. It's just, I mean, like off the field locker room stuff. So it's something that I've never heard of.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. It's very, very strange. And Incognito's been in the league 9 years, and certainly he's kind of known as a dirty player. He was known as a dirty player when he was with St. Louis, but since he's been with the Dolphins, his teammates say he was, you know, they loved him, saying that he was great and he was the Mr. Leader on the team and all that other sort of stuff. You know, I have guy friends, Matt, that say, oh, come on, bullying, be a man, this is the NFL, dude, are you kidding me? But you know, how bad was it? We don't know. I mean, you can only take so much. Any guy I know, can only take so much ribbing, and then they're in your face. But usually that leads to a brawl. Somebody, you know, throws a punch or two, and either they wind up being friends or walk away from each other.
Yeah, and I read an interesting piece. I think it's Tim Keown. I don't really know how to, Keown or something like that for ESPN. I can't remember how to pronounce his name. But he wrote about this and how, you know, Incognito is one of those guys that the coaches want on their team because he's, you know, that offensive lineman, has the mean streak, and, you know, the things that coaches look for in players when they're on the field. And it's that fine line of you want somebody like that on your team fighting for the players and just, you know, gritty guy, but at the same time, you're going to pay for it with the off-the-field stuff where it's kind of a guy that nobody wants to hang out with, and that is a bully.
Yeah, that is a bully. Yeah, absolutely. There is a thin line. There's a thin line between, I guess, joking and, you know, busting each other and versus when it's just too much. And, you know, who knows? He is one of those guys that is kind of punky. He is definitely not Mr. Nice Guy. There's no question that's not his reputation. But as Matt said, then you look at how the Dolphins liked having someone like that on their side and other teammates like that, because he's the guy that gets put in that role. It's kind of like the enforcer. It's very odd. I am so sure that they wish, the league wish, that they aren't dealing with this, you know? And what about the player? Does he come back? He left when they had were, you know, losing four games, and then they came out, came up for air and beat Cincinnati, and that was a big win for them on Thursday. And, you know, this is a guy who played at Stanford. You know, the guy was being harassed, and he's a second-year player, so it just goes to show you, I mean, it's that sensitivity thing. You just never know. And I think they just beat him up too much verbally, and that was it, and he just couldn't take it anymore. He's sick of it. And this is a guy who went to Stanford, so he's probably like, why am I here, and this is Meatheadville, and no one's standing up for me, and I'm sick of getting pummeled by this guy and whatever, and that's probably it. And who knows? I guess he comes back. You know, don't know. All right, we got some also breaking news I wanted to update you on. They had a crazy shooting inside a Paramus, New Jersey mall, and they found a single shell casing. That's it. They were still looking for the gunman. Witnesses said it was like a horror movie. People running all over the place. They were tweeting photos of people. Other people were tweeting photos of people running out of the mall. It's a very big mall in Paramus. And they still hadn't found, at all my last checks, they hadn't found the shooter, hadn't found him. There wasn't any injuries, and they just think he wasn't in the mall, that he got out of the mall, that was it. So they did, they're still, we're doing a store-by-store sweep. They found the shell casing, like I said. They think they heard, people think they heard 6, 7, 8 shots. They describe a guy dressed in all black, carrying a large gun, walking past the store, loud bangs. It was right around when people were getting ready to close their stores, and there was chaos. People were running to wherever. And right away, the cops were there. They had marked, unmarked, SWAT came in, black jackets, you know, they had it, they were ready to go. If it was go time, they were ready. And this is a very big mall. It's about 12 miles, to give you an idea. It's in Jersey, but it's about 12 miles from Manhattan. And they got like 300 stores in there. You can get lost in there very, very easily. So whoever it was and what happened, we might not know all the details of this. I mean, they responded quickly. That's the good news. And then he probably got out of there, I guess. And we may not know the reason why, and was it just to scare people, or was somebody a particular target? And we'll see what happens when they trace the shell casing and figure out whatever they can learn from a very limited crime scene, let's call it that. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.